5 years passed, and Roger did reasonably well. He came to see me in the office every 3 months, and I came to know and like him. It wasn't until we started discussing his passion, the Civil War, that I realized his intellect. In his free time, he read about the Confederacy and traveled to Civil War sites. Then one day in 1996, he came to my clinic complaining of a pain inside his abdomen where the shunt tubing ended. After several months of inconclusive tests, it became obvious that Roger's shunt was failing. Roger went back to the operating room, and his shunt tubing was replaced. The evening after the surgery, Roger seemed to be doing fine and was able to walk around his room. He was scheduled to go home the next day, but late that night, he suddenly became short of breath and collapsed. Roger was moved into intensive care. The next morning, he was in a coma, and despite our best efforts, he would not wake up. He died a few days later. And so I went to another Coxey funeral. After the service in the chapel, we went to the gravesite on a grassy hill under a tree. Only a few months before, Roger had told his father that if he died, he wanted to be buried in that cemetery. The headstone Jack had made for Roger had two cats on it, one on either side of his name. Jack gave me some of Roger's Civil War books, which I put in my living room where I can see them every day, because what I do with my deceased patients is remember them. I keep them. As time went on, it became apparent from our own experience and from published studies that, in most patients, high-dose fluconazole alone was effective in controlling Coxey meningitis. Today, the most traumatic treatments have largely disappeared, and except in the very elderly, Coxey meningitis has become a manageable disease instead of an inevitable death sentence. It is late November in Southern California, Thanksgiving week. I take out the trash and walk back across the driveway. The top of our big ash tree tosses violently in the wind. This is when the Coxey spores are carried aloft.